You're listening to What's Going On, your monthly market update with Discovery. This podcast series is hosted by investment specialist and head of technical marketing for Discovery Employee Benefits, Yashin Modi. Join Yashin and Discovery's expert portfolio managers for concise intelligence on the latest financial news and stay ahead of the forces shaping local and global markets.
Good morning and welcome to episode one of What's Going On, your monthly market update with Discovery. I'm Yashin, head of technical marketing, and I'm joined by Alicia Knight, one of our portfolio managers from Riscura. Alicia, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Yashin. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Alicia, in the past month, inflation has continued to spiral. Tech stocks have plummeted. The war in Ukraine goes on, and then there's, of course, everything happening in China. Can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, there's a lot of ground to cover, so I think maybe I'll get started on your first point. The past year's debate around inflation really came to a head at the start of 2022, with inflation remaining sticky and not purely transitory as the US Federal Reserve previously indicated. And this has led to the Fed changing its stance and indicating that they will increase interest rates at a much faster rate than previously indicated. We already saw this come through in March with a 25 basis points increase in rates, and then again in May with a 50 basis points increase in rates. And so the expectation in markets now is more 50 and possibly even 75 basis points increases. The catalyst for this has really been the record high inflation numbers that we've been seeing coming through in several economies, particularly in developed markets, which in some cases now have higher inflation than emerging economies. To understand this, though, we really need to understand the drivers of inflation, which has been impacted by both the demand and supply side effects. If you think about demand side, that's largely been driven by the massive amount of stimulus you've seen come through in markets, particularly in the US, and that has driven a spike in demand for discretionary goods. On the supply side, that's really been around the disruptions in global supply chains, and all of these dynamics has really just sparked market concerns over a global recession, creating a really volatile environment, leaving many investors unsure where to turn. In fact, some of them fleeing stock markets completely.
Yeah, incredibly trying times with people around the world really feeling the pressure on their monthly consumption. The war in Ukraine, can you tell us what's going on there?
Sure, I'll try. I guess my expertise is on the financial market side, so I'll stick to that. I would say, you know, thinking back to that time, most market participants, ourselves included, didn't really expect an all-out invasion of Ukraine by Russia. You know, having said that, when I think about South African multi-asset and Regulation 28 compliant portfolios, they have had a fairly muted allocation to Russian direct exposure. However, the conflict has impacted financial markets via rising commodity prices, inflation, and so Russia and Ukraine are key oil, gas, platinum, wheat, amongst other commodity exporters. And so this has contributed even further to that supply chain issues that I spoke about earlier. However, this dynamic has actually proven slightly positive for South Africa, being a commodity exporter, and that helped our markets earlier on in the year. And we've even seen an attraction from foreign investors who are looking for some global or emerging market opportunities, but no longer see Russia or even China as a viable option.
Okay, so yes, on that topic, can you tell us what's been happening in the Chinese markets?
It's certainly been a tumultuous 2 years for the Chinese equity markets. I think everyone's aware of that. From a multitude of tech regulations to concerns over their housing market, it is an incredible amount of detail to get into. But on a very high level, the restrictions, some of the restrictions in the tech market, for instance, the limiting of after-hours gaming for minors, is actually something we see as a step in the right direction. We feel that there has definitely been an overreaction in markets, particularly Western investors, whereas Chinese investors has used this time to actually buy into the market at these optimal share prices. We feel that the Chinese tech shares have now taken the knock, whereas their Western counterparts are probably going to face similar restrictions, particularly around data privacy, and that's still yet to come. You know, as a South African investor, I guess the question for most people are going to be what has been the impact on South African markets, and we saw that impact Naspers and Prosus by their holding of Tencent. And again, at a high level, we think Tencent is an extremely well-diversified share that is trading at a significant discount. We're still constructive on all three shares.
What about the recent COVID-related lockdown in China?
In terms of the immediate lockdown that's had impact on economic growth. There's also that ripple effect in slowing global exports, yet again escalating the global chain issues that we spoke about. However, that we see that as a short-term setback. We've already seen numbers drastically decrease as China begins to open up. And the thing to consider here when you think about China is that, you know, they don't have the same inflationary issues as many of their global counterparts. And with their government actually turning supportive on their economic policies, whereas, as we spoke about, the rest of the world is busy hiking interest rates and busy tightening their economies. So we actually remain quite constructive on China.
But I feel like there's this consistent theme of inflation and supply chain disruption. Are there any other impacts that we've seen?
Those are the key drivers. Perhaps something that is a result of that has been in this a rising interest rate environment that has not been particularly supportive of growth stocks. Particularly, you think about those large U.S. tech stocks, and those stocks performed amazingly over the pandemic, actually being the key drivers to the U.S. market returns. However, this year, we've seen many of those shares, the likes of Amazon, Facebook, release much weaker earning results, even Netflix posting decreasing numbers in their new subscriptions. And so we think that's going to be unlikely that we see the consumption of these services increase at the levels that we did in the past 2 years. And so that doesn't really bode well for them going forward. These stocks have been trading at incredibly high prices, and so we've seen that come back this year. And that has contributed to part of the negative returns experienced in the year.
From rising prices to the ongoing war and Chinese developments, a lot going on in the world. As always, we continue to monitor performance and make portfolio adjustments where necessary. To all the listeners, thanks very much for joining us. If you do have any questions, email us at retirementfunds@discovery.co.za.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Look out for our next episode and find out what's going on.